and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm Dan Lemke. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 recently passed Congress and is now headed for the president's desk. The measure allows U.S. schools to offer whole and 2% milk. Karen Geffert is Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative Director of Government Affairs. She's our guest on this Field Talk podcast, joining Linda Brackey to discuss the implications of that Healthy Kids Act and address other dairy industry concerns.
Extremely excited to move this legislation to the president's desk. It is a great opportunity to get whole milk and flavored milk back into schools so that our students have the opportunity for a nutritious, wholesome product options. And we know that that tastes better. So we are really excited to give kids that option and to really look at increasing the nutritional palate of those students.
Are they going to be able to implement this yet this year, or is it going to take some time to get the whole milk into the schools?
So it'll take a little bit of time. So we have to have school districts that opt into this option. So it's not a mandate, but it is an option. And what this does is it removes the fat and the caloric value of milk from the overall limits on the nutritional requirements for student meals. And so school districts and their nutrition director are going to have to opt in and decide that this is something that they want to implement. So that will take some time.
And whole milk has really been gaining popularity, hasn't it? And this will be another way for those to be introduced, students to be introduced to whole milk and its benefits.
We did see that of the milk, food milk consumption, whole milk is growing. The choice for consumers to purchase whole milk has really outpaced any of the other fluid milk options. And so the ability to provide that option to students in school does open up the ability for those students who may not get that product at home to become future consumers of whole milk as a fluid option.
Karen, has there been any benefits for dairy farmers with the assistance packages that have been announced this fall?
So what we know is that the date for ensuring that the crop planting acres is due to the Farm Service Agency on the 19th, Friday the 19th of November or of December. And so that's going to help USDA determine how many acres and what commodities have been planted. And they're going to use that to create their calculations for payments for each of those commodities. So we anticipate that by the end of this month, each of those covered row crops will have a number associated with the payment that's going to go out. And then by the end of February of 2026, those payments should go out. So this program will cover a payment for a handful of, more than a handful of row crops. So it only addresses row crops. One of the things that's high on our radar is ensuring that corn silage is also included in that payment, since a lot of our farmers in the upper Midwest, our dairy farmers, are planting corn silage for their dairy cattle.
Anything as far as, you know, some of the successes here in 2025 that we should talk about today?
Sure. Well, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids is right up there and very timely. We also had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that brought in a large chunk of the farm bill provisions. It increased the cap on the dairy margin coverage, total production amount from 5 million to 6 million pounds. It also allows for farmers to update their production history. And then that bill also increased some of the crop insurance programs so that those products are more affordable for row crop farmers and anyone planting crops, and then had some additional funding for trade assistance, and then increased the reference prices for a lot of our commodity crop programs. So it had a lot of really great things in there for farmers and dairy farmers, but there is still some pieces of that farm bill that were not included and still need to even with an extension, still need to be addressed. And we anticipate that's going to happen in a Farm Bill 2.0 type version sometime in 2026.
So, Karen, what are some of those areas that you're going to be working with lawmakers, some of those areas that still need to be addressed for dairy farmers?
Sure. So one of the things that we end up always getting into a little bit of a pickle is the program that allows for farmers to work with the dairy farmers that work with their processor to sign forward contracts for milk pricing. And so what happens is if the farm bill is not renewed or extended or a new farm bill put in place by the September 30th deadline, that program has to pause. And then when an extension or a new farm bill is passed, the USDA has to go through a rulemaking process. And so those dairy farmers that ship their milk to a private processor can't enter into new forward contract price agreements in that interim phase. And so that's something that always kind of happens when we don't have a farm bill extension or a new farm bill by that September 30th. So that'll be one of the pieces that we're looking at moving into 2026.
Everything looking good with the dairy margin coverage, things like that, to those programs at this point?
Yes. So we have some of those programs that have been increased, some of the provisions in that program that were adjusted in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. There are always pieces of that program that could be tweaked and adjusted as farmers have seen input costs go up and their feed anything from fuel to feed inputs. That program has really has quite a few gaps as far as what is and is not included in the feed formula provision and some of the other input costs. And so there's always an opportunity to weigh in with congressional offices about, you know, what tweaks can be made, what should be included in order to make that program operate more closely with what farmers are actually paying for input costs and a true reflection of margin. It's never going to be perfect, but there are some things we can do and we can ask for that get us closer to true margin.
And when it comes to trade, I see now the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is under review. Anything we should talk about when it comes to that or other trade issues at this point?
Well, trade is going to be a major piece of our policy initiatives in 2026. It has been in 25 as well. We continue to see the administration work toward more frameworks for bilateral trade agreements, and that's good progress. The progress that needs to continue on that is to take those frameworks from a framework and move them into a more formalized trade agreement. U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is under review. EDGE did put forward some comments in the request for information to ensure that our administration understands that USMCA is really important to dairy. Mexico and Canada are the United States dairy industry's main trading partners, and we need to make sure that we maintain those markets for our dairy farmers and processors. But there are some tweaks that need to be made. So I think the message is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some things that need and so that's what we're asking our officials to work on.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.